Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. Hello and welcome again. We're starting a new series where we'll be focusing on focus. Kind of ironic, but we'll be looking on what areas you should be focusing on when you're designing a purpose-driven life. And for that, we'll be looking on 1 Timothy 4, verse 16, and it says, "Focus on your life and your teaching. Continue to do what I've told you. If you do this, you will save yourself and others." So this week, we'll be focusing on why is it important for you to focus on your life when you're designing a purpose-driven life, utilizing all the gifts that God has given you. And there are four reasons why you should be doing that. And the first one we want to dive into is, number one, is the Lord has chosen you to build His holy temple, according to 1 Chronicles 28, verse 10. And it says, "So be careful, because the Lord has chosen you to build the temple as His holy place. Be strong and do it." So what we want to look at in terms of the reason why you should focus on your life, and the first reason that we have just shared earlier, is because you have been chosen to do this thing. You are set apart. God chose you to do that specific thing that you should be doing. And if you've been following along the series from in August, you'll be well aware that God wants us to be community builders. You and me to be community builders. And your role in the community is very specific according to the fivefold giftings. And it's broken down, whether it is that you're going to serve as a teacher, a prophet, a pastor, apostle, / administrator, or an evangelist. And that will be broken down, the other gifts that are there, according to 1 Corinthians 12, Romans 12, and the other sections. I think it's Ephesians 4. So all of that now would explain in terms of where you specifically fit. But when you're utilizing the gift, and the reason why you should be focusing on developing yourself is because you have been chosen to do a very specific work, and that specific work is to build God's holy temple, meaning our bodies are the temple of the living God. So focusing on building your temple. The other temple that you should be focusing on is the specific core group that you are called to serve. So that will be either youth, children, young adults, senior citizens, maybe it's a different type of ethnic group, whether it be Indian, Chinese, black, white people, it don't matter, Hispanic. You're called to a specific group of people, or maybe a geographical location. I live in Jamaica, so maybe St. Catherine, Portmore, Kingston, Montego Bay, Spanish Town. So all of those things, you are chosen to serve in a specific area. And you know, when you focus on building the temple, you know, it shifts your focus now to one of the reasons why it's important is that it's focused on you seeking God to build and meet your needs, as well as seeking God to point out the needs that you need to serve the market that you are targeting. I said market like a business term, but the specific audience that you're called to speak to. One of the other things too is that while you're doing that, you should be strong when you're doing it. Meaning that be courageous, don't be afraid, because even if you think that you're not equipped to do this thing, God will actually train you to actually do the work. Jeremiah, God taught him exactly what to say when he sent him out to speak the word as a prophet. Same thing with Samuel, same thing with Isaiah. Jesus even mentioned it many times that he's only doing what he sees his father doing. So God will show you exactly what you need to do while you're stepping out by faith to utilize your gift. So focusing on your life now help you to develop now the skills that you need in order to go forward. The next reason that you should be focusing on, and reason why you should focus on your life, is that when you are doing your work, you're not doing it for humans, but for God. And according to 2 Chronicles 19, verse 6, it says, "He told the judges, pay attention to what you're doing. When you judge, you aren't doing it for human, but for the Lord. He will be with you when you hear a case. So this was specifically when the king was setting for judges to do the work in the kingdom at that time. But think about it now. When you're doing your work, whether it is that you're a nurse, a doctor, a teacher, whether it is you're a journalist, or whatever work you're planning to do, whether it is feeding the homeless, the hungry, all of them something, you're visiting prisoners and stuff like that and sharing the word, whether it be ministry or secular, think about it this way. When you're doing your work, you're not doing it for yourself. You're not doing it to please others. You're doing it because God has chosen you to do this work. So the reward and the result that you expect to get will only come from God. And you'll be expecting God to reward you in the appropriate time. But that's outside of that. The expectation is that you should be doing it fairly, like honoring the position that you're in. So if you're a nurse, treat people like how you want to be treated. Ensure that you're patient with them. Ensure that they get the right care that they need. So these are the things that you should be thinking about when you're doing your actual work. Are you doing quality work up to the standard that you'll be proud of putting out your name and stamp on it as your work? And that's important because you're not doing it just for a paycheck or to get accolades or rewards from people, but you're ensuring that you honor God with what you're doing. And that's one of the reasons why when you're building your purpose-driven life and you're zeroing on you as an individual, you have to make a conscious decision about how are you going to do your work? And what standard would you hold yourself accountable to? Is it the standard that God says, or is it the standard that human sets? And that's something you need to think about when it comes on to when you're developing yourself as an individual. The third reason, number three, is when you focus on your life, you will be alert. And according to Mark 13, verse 9, which says, "Be on your guard. People will hand you over to the Jewish courts and whip you in their synagogues. You will stand in front of governors and kings to testify to them because of me." So the thing is, now, what Jesus was actually saying to his disciples was, when you're doing your work, be on alert. While you're doing your work to the standard that you're doing it to, which is for God, you'll be brought before governors and kings. But kings, and in our modern time, you're talking about authority figures. Your boss, their boss, and their boss type of thing. The owner, maybe the head of the hospital or the head of the school, head of the company or whatever, head of the department. You will be standing, and what Jesus is specifically saying, testifying on his behalf. So you will be sharing. Why is it that you're doing your work to that standard? Maybe it is a case where you can help others, or you just sharing some of the principles that you have learned to achieve some of the things that you have achieved, because you're going to be different because your focus is not for human accolades, but you're doing it because you want to honor God and genuinely use your gift to help others. And being on alert, it helps you to stay focused on what's important. And that's the key in terms of being on alert, paying attention to what's important, what really matters for you when you're doing your work. And not just for you, what matters, what are the results that you should be putting out that really matters? And that will help you know to focus on what's important and not get distracted by everything else. The last thing is that it prevents you from worrying about life. And according to Luke 21, verse 34, which says, "Make sure that you don't become drunk, hungover, and worried about life. Then that day could suddenly catch you by surprise." So here it is that now you're being on guard, you're focusing on what's important. But listen, you don't want to get into the trap of worrying. Like, what are you going to do? Why this thing is so hard? All of a sudden, them just bother you and give you all sort of more additional work to do. All of that will come to your mind. Maybe you have bills to pay and you're not getting enough pay, and you're worrying about how you're going to meet your financial obligations, feed your family. All of them something that will be on your mind. But when you focus on your life and building yourself, you will surely find areas that you can grow. You'll find solutions to some of the problems because you're digging the word about the areas that you need to focus on. And if you know when there are certain decisions or unexpected events that happen, it won't catch you by surprise because you are prepared. And with your relationship with the Lord, He will share stuff with you so you can put measures in place in order to build on where you are and grow. Because the whole process of focusing on your life is really growth. Growing beyond where you are, stepping into the new season and dealing with the new challenges that come. To recap, the four reasons why you should focus on your life to help you to utilize your gift effectively is that the Lord has chosen you to build His holy temple, which is you and others. The second reason is that when you do your work, do it for God, not for humans. The third reason is that when you focus on your life, you will be alert about what is happening and where you are going. And the last reason is that it prevents you from worrying about life. So some things to think about: are you worried about what you're doing now and where you're going? Do you know what is happening? Are you doing your work for humans, or are you doing it for God's approval? And do you recognize that you were specifically chosen to do something very specific for God? That's it for this week. Those are the questions for you to think about this week. And join us next week for another look on our look on focusing on your life, and we'll continue this discussion. If you have any questions, feel free to share with me. You can find me on Twitter at Andre Palmer, A-N-D-R-A-E. If you're on Instagram, send me a message at Andre Remla, A-N-D-R-A-E-R-E-M-L-A. You can find other teachings on the website, remlaministries.com. And until next week, God bless and one love. And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend. This podcast was also brought to you by remlaministries.com. Resources to help you on your Christian journey, study guides, counseling, and more. For more information, visit our website at www.remlaministries.com.